Ida Schuselka Brüning was born on January the 15th, 1817, in Königsberg, Prussia. Her father was the actor Gustav Friedrich Wohlbrück. Through an engagement of her father, she came to Linz in 1818, where she entered the stage for the first time at the age of 2. More children's roles followed before she appeared in smaller roles in St. Petersburg and Riga. In 1833, she finally made her debut as an opera singer in Tallinn. During various engagements in German cities, she married actor and singer Karl Brüning. In 1842, she came to Vienna and performed at the Kärntnaturtheater and the Theater in der Josefstadt. Her greatest achievements came in 1842 at the Theater an der Wien. After stops in German cities, she finally went to Paris, where she founded a German theater. After its rapid termination, she devoted herself to recitation evenings and founded a school for German language and literature. From 1844, she translated and adapted French plays for the German theater. In 1849, she married Franz Schuselka, a publicist and politician, in her second marriage. After that, she again played more and more on German stages. In 1855, she took over the management of the Linz Landständisches Theater, but resigned already in 1857 due to heavy financial losses. In 1867, she appeared on stage for the last time. In 1887, her book, Theater in Germany, Its Origin and Its Struggles, was published. Eventually, she moved back to Austria and spent the rest of her life in Baden and Schottwien. Ida Schuselka Brüning died in Baden on November the 15th, 1903. Ida was a versatile actress who was successful throughout the German-speaking world. She also gained recognition as a translator and author. As director of the Linz Landständisches Theater, she offered her entire experience, which resulted in a varied and modern repertoire. For children, she introduced fairy tale performances in the afternoon for the first time, in which children also appeared as actors and actresses.